This is WHCL 88.7 FM in Clinton, New York, WHCL.org, also in Clinton, New York. And it's a very special edition of Radiola, which means I'm on the air tonight.
Station COL.
Today you're sure of a big surprise. If you go down in the woods today, you'd better go in disguise. For every bear that ever there was will gather there for certain, because today's the day the teddy bears have their picnic. Picnic time for teddy bears. The little teddy bears are having a lovely time today. Watch them, catch them unawares, and see them picnic on their holiday. See them gaily gad about. They love to play and shout. They never have any cares. At 6 o'clock, their mummies and daddies will take them home to bed, 'cause they're tired little teddy bears. If you go down in the woods today, you'd better not go alone. It's lovely down in the woods today, but safer to stay at home. For every bear that ever there was will gather there for certain, because today's the day the teddy bears have their picnic.
Yes, it's great to be back on the air. I'm Andy Sr. This is Radiola, and it's Friday night again. I'm so glad to be here, and thank you for listening. Tonight, we have a sort of a safari, although you don't have to leave the confines of your car. Although, if you're in your car, roll up your windows, please. Or wherever you happen to be sitting, if you have a chair-side radio, or if you're doing anything in particular near a radio that I should know about, let me know. But this is a virtual safari. And the theme of the show tonight is called The Male Animal, not referring to the play by James Thurber and Elliot Nugent, but an examination of those males that prowl the asphalt plain, and you encounter them every day. And I'm not going to point any fingers tonight, because you know what happens when you point a finger. You could point three at yourself and your thumb toward God, and so you just try not to, you know, don't leave your fingers alone. don't extend any of your fingers, not even to me. And again, this is a virtual journey, so we'll try to keep it moving. We began with Paul Specht and his orchestra, Static Strut, 1926, and indeed, strutting is all part of it. We all strut a bit. I'm strutting right now. If I weren't strutting, I'd be home doing a crossword puzzle. And I'm strutting there too, actually. But here I'm strutting on the radio, so that's part of the whole situation. And after that, we had a recording by Val Rosing, who was a totally amazing and somewhat forgotten British crooner who came to this country and changed his name, but recorded as Val Rosing, which was his real name, in Britain up till about 1936. And that was Teddy Bear's Picnic from a brand new CD issued by the man who married Val Rosing's, or Gilbert Russell's, daughter. His name is Bruce Kaplan, and he put out this wonderful CD, which you'll find links to on my Radiola blog. So I urge you to buy it, because Val Rosing had a pretty interesting voice. That's just getting us started. He did a lot of... There's so many different things on there. It's just wonderful. And Abe Lyman and his California Orchestra, Weary Weasel. Well, between the teddy bears and the weasels, some of us fall in between that category, so I'll try to veer toward the former. But indeed, there are various varieties, some of which we have omitted just due to time constraints and insurance concerns. But that was Weary Weasel from 1928. And we're going to continue now with a Paul Whiteman recording. Typical maleness here. Retribution. Vindictiveness. It's all part of the thing. I'll show her. Just wait.
Was you who was untrue? I've got $40 in the bank at 4%.
some nice Venuti and Lang work there on Jack Pettis recording from 1926. I gotta get myself somebody to love. Well, that's what a lot of guys say. Of course, I just wonder if they mean it when they say it. That's the only thing. But they do say it an awful lot. Of course they do. And before that, I don't know what animal this is supposed to be, but I know it's human. But there's sort of a groveling aspect to this. I'll be a friend with pleasure. However, Bix sounded wonderful. That was Bix Beiderbecke and his orchestra from 1930. Bix sounded wonderful. The arrangement's rather strange because there are about three different modulations in there, if you want to call them that. I think they're more like dropping off a cliff, particularly when Bix finishes his solo in the key of F and drops off into Benny Goodman's D-flat in my very astute and... My friend with absolutely perfect pitch noticed that today. That was Chris, who was on a few weeks ago. But well, that's true. But that arrangement is always jarring. However, the selection itself warranted inclusion in this broadcast because there are guys that do that too. You know, they're just sort of begging for table scraps. And, like a dog, like a puppy dog. Matter of fact, a lot of men are like dogs. We just sort of hang around and, we always, we try, I want everybody to love us. And we always, the worst thing in the world is when we get yelled at. So so please don't yell at me, please. And before that, Paul Whiteman. Aha! There's a man gone wrong and proud of it too, man. 1925 from Victor 19666. And I've never seen that on LP or CD or anything. But like the record. I'm Andy Senior, and I'm not quite evil yet, although some people have suggested that. This is W8CL 88.7 FM in Clinton, New York, W8CL.org. And I hope you're enjoying this tonight. I am, too. I'm just glad to be back on the air. But as you know about guys... they're somewhat manipulative. They go into what I call crooner mode, and they try to put on that old Pepe Le Pew thing, and that's the protective coloration of the romantic, in order to get achieve certain objectives, as you well know. Well, let's just play these, and you'll hear what I'm getting at. Here's Gene Austin. Although I love this record. Oh, my God, this is beautiful. Guitar work in here is amazing. Gene Austin with a song from the mid-20s, although this was recorded in the 30s. The Two of Us. Yeah.
All the lonely be the two of us. Nobody else to make a fuss. And can't you see that's quite enough, just the two of us. When we have tea, there'll never be five or four or even three. There'll be just tea, you see, my dear, for the two of us. Of course, in time to come, we'll find room, I suppose. That's when the folks will see us making baby clothes. But in the meantime, they'll only be the two of us. Nobody else to make a fuss. And can't you see that's quite enough, just the two of us. There'll only be the two of us. Nobody else to make a fuss. And can't you see that's quite enough, just the two of us. when we have tea, there'll never be 5 or 4 or even 3. There'll be just tea, you see, my dear, for the 2 of us. Of course, in time to come, we'll find room, I suppose. That's when the folks will see us building baby clothes. But at the present, there'll only be the 2 of us. Nobody else to make a fuss. And can't you see that's quite enough? Just the 2 of us.
But I'm a poet, for much to my surprise. Without my knowing, the rhymes start flowing when I look in your eyes. Every night I sit down and write till dawning. Listen, dear, and you'll hear what I wrote this morning. You're huggable, you're kissable. I'm all over huggable, kissable you. You're hauntable, so wantable. And that's why I want you like I do. My heart's afire with love's desire. And someday I hope that my dreams will come true. If it's permissible, it will be blissful to live just for huggable, kissable you.
Oh, I see it in your eyes. So take away the roses. roses and the moonlight and the June light too. 'Cause I don't want to sing about the moonlight, honey, I want to sing about you.
Serenading, all that, and writing poetry, as in, I'm a poet, but I don't show it, and I am a poet, but I rarely show it anymore. I almost got into a fight a few times because of that, but indeed, that's, hey baby, I wrote this poem for you. I know guys like that. I know one who says, hey baby, I just wrote a play for you. Well, that's the male animal. That's the male animal in his native habitat, which is anywhere you look, because you're part of the scenery. But that was Val Rosing with the trio I Want to Sing About You. That was probably around 1932. I don't have an exact date for that, unfortunately. But great record. And I don't hear that song recorded too much. I'm still looking for the Paul Tremaine of that somewhere. In the deep, dark archives of recorded music. And before that, Walter Cummins, Bernie Cummins' brother, Huggable Kiss'll Be You. I've always loved this record. It just captivates me, because here's a guy who is absolutely, totally ingenuous, totally lacking guile, singing this song, and so it is touching. I have to say this is benign, totally benign, if a little, you know, a little corny. But I love it. I love this recording, and I love the guitar and violin work in there, too. Not Vanoni and Lang, but boy, are they good. Boy, are they good on there. But I'm a corny person in my own way, so this appeals to my inner Lombardo. And Gene Austin. Now, you know, that's popular appeal all over. Now, what woman could refuse that? I'd ask you. And, you know, that's manipulative. That's what guys do, and... they freely admit it. But, you know, men are one way to women, and one way once they, you know, they have their own image of what's going on. Abe Lyman and his California Orchestra, 1926. Here's a guy who doesn't care what anyone thinks. And I don't care what anybody thinks either, but I hope you like this, even so.
I'm having lots of fun. Never had a lady friend attempt to turn me down. Always spend my money in the hottest place in town.
though on my tombstone have a fly. Here lies a man that's satisfied, 'cause I believe in having lots of fun.
Thank you. forgot your gloves when you kissed me and said goodnight. So I brought them, you see, but don't thank me, it's quite all right. You forgot your gloves, and I hope you appreciate. I'm not honest at all, it's just a stall for one more date. What a souvenir to steal from you and conceal from you. But then, there's a chance if you receive them, dear, then you leave them, dear, again. Now forget your heart, if you're really the kind who loves, then you part with it too, the way that you forgot your gloves.
That's blatantly manipulative, I gotta say. He admits it, that sly dog. Yes, indeed. And if he's got an appealing personality, she goes along with it. Why wouldn't she? You forgot your gloves, Paul Specht again. And some good Paul Specht stuff here. Maybe upcoming in the future. Great band, actually. And somewhat forgotten. Before that, Gus Arnheim. This Coconut Grove Orchestra, You've Got Me in the Palm of Your Hand from 1932. Well, that's, I'm sure that's hand in glove, I suppose. There's the lunch mob is forming outside the studio, and they'll have to wait in line. Once I'm done, they can have at me. But, yes, indeed, You've Got Me in the Palm of Your Hand. I won't, there's many comments I could make, and I won't. Before that, Abe Lyman and his California Orchestra, Having Lots of Fun. Well, yes, definitely, especially if the latter holds true. 1926, and that guy really, he really doesn't care. It's totally politically incorrect and trying not to be Pepe Le Pew. He's letting it all out, which is, at least that's honest. And I try to be honest. I'm Andy Senior. This is Radiola, and you're listening to WHCL 88.7 FM, Clinton, New York. At beautiful Hamilton College, WHCL.org. Continuing on Radiola, we have McKinney's Cotton Pickers. Now, once we got through the manipulative stuff, here's a little bit more of it. Don Redman singing this, and just trying to get a little leverage in here. But there's a response to it. Don't worry, it's coming. You'll hear it. Thank you.
All love makes me treat you the way I do. Say, am I good to you? You know there's nothing too good for a girl, that's true. Oh, baby, you know I'm good to you. Fur coat for Christmas and a diamond ring. Big padded coupe, most everything. And it's love that makes me treat you the way I do. Oh, baby, ain't I good to you?
A play, and we all play a part, the lover, the dreamer, the clown. The dreamer and the lover are always in tears, but the clown spreads sunshine around. The life with a smile is a life worthwhile. So clown till the curtain comes down. Even though you're only make-believing laugh, clown laugh. Even though something inside is grieving, laugh, clown laugh. Don't let your heart grow too mellow. Just be a real punchinello fellow. You're supposed to brighten up a place, so laugh, clown laugh. Paint a lot of smiles around your face and laugh, clown. Oh, but don't frown. Jest in your vestibule. Be a Pagliaccio, laugh, clown, laugh. The world is a masquerade party, and we all have our own mask to wear. A rich man pretends he is happy, and the pauper pretends he doesn't care. But underneath all these false faces, comedy doesn't go far. At night when we look in the mirror, we see ourselves just as we are. But aren't we all of us actors? We're all of us part of a show. We appear in the scene without asking, and we leave without wanting to go. I played the part of a lover. To others my song may have charms. The one that keeps my heart singing is a million miles from my arms. My mask is all worn out with teardrops. At night when it's laid on the shelf, I may make the world think I'm merry, but I can't hide the truth from myself. No matter how much it may hurt, I must keep on acting, 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 just like Pagliacci. You're supposed to brighten up a place, so laugh, clown, laugh. Paint a lot of smiles around your face and laugh, clown. Ah, but don't frown. Jest in your vestibule. Be a Pagliaccio, laugh, clown, laugh.
Charles W. Hamp. Oh my God! Or that should be Charles W. Ham, but the P is for production. And I love that recording. I have to say, especially the acting. The acting part is that's what the males do. You know, we just we get kicked in the chops and you just go on with it. Pretend like nothing happened and enjoy life. Pretend like you're enjoying life. Meanwhile, your mask is all worn out with teardrops, and or beer drops, as the case may be. That was from 1928. Before that, Elsie Carlisle, My Handyman Ain't Handy No More. Well, that'll tell him. Yes, indeed. Need to put him in this place there. 1931, and I think that was from 31, maybe 32. I'm not sure when that was recorded. Some of these British recordings I don't have an accurate date on, but I'm sure I'll be corrected upon that point. And beginning with McKinney's Cotton Pickers, Gee Baby, Ain't I Good to You? See how wonderful I am? 1929, Don Redman on the vocal there. And great recording, of course. And now some more sadness and weeping on Radiola. Here's Eddie Cantor from the soundtrack of Whoopee. And he's singing that particular song. And he's followed by your friend and mine, the Carpal Tunnel Kid, singing a different song. But let's listen to this one from Whoopee.
Love came to me in the springtime, just like the blossoms I fell. I thought that June would be ring time, which proves that you never can tell. I used to call her pet name, tell her she was divine, but she turned out to be the girlfriend of a boyfriend of mine. I used to take her places. She loved to dance and dine, but she turned out to be
It's a new friend of an old friend of mine. I found that love was just a joke. I learned what a broken heart meant. I even started out to get a kitchenette apartment. She thrilled me with her glances. Her kisses were just like wine, but she turned out to be the close friend of a Scotch friend of mine. I thought that we'd be married, sign on the dotted line, but she turned out to be the girlfriend of a boyfriend of mine. Listen, Sally, each time I try to phone her, what do I get? Just a busy lie. 'Cause she turned out to be the soulmate of a cellmate of mine. Life to me once was one big thrill. Nobody could be prouder. Now life is just a bitter pill, a capsule, and a powder. Why am I pale and nervous? Why do I weep and pine? 'Cause she turned out to be the real friend of a heel friend of mine.